I want to greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. A blessed Sunday morning to all of you in Radio Land. I'm the Reverend Samuel Elko. I'm coming to you live and direct from the studios of Panama. It's such a wonderful opportunity to be alive and in the presence of God. I'm sure that you are looking forward to a wonderful worship this morning as we celebrate the name of Jesus. I want to remind you that the whole month of October has been given to the Eversley Foundation. And what a wonderful opportunity it is for us to really speak on behalf of the Eversley, because of course they have really done tremendous work not only in Barbados or regionally but internationally. So we are coming live and direct from the studio in Panama. And it's such a wonderful privilege to have with me in the studio some very outstanding men of God. The Reverend Anderson Jemmett, the Reverend Dr. John Yard, Reverend David Holder, the Reverend Anderson Kelman, Brother Algernon Averley, Brother Kenneth Brathwaite, and Brother Anderson Smith. Such a wonderful privilege to be in the company of these wonderful men of God. I'm going to ask every one of them to share with you briefly, but before they do that, let's pause for a word of prayer. Father, we want to give you thanks and praise for such a wonderful privilege to be found in your presence on such a wonderful Sunday morning. We ask that your divine presence would be with us, and everything we should say or even do in this broadcast as we celebrate the name of Jesus, as we focus on the Eversley Foundation, that everything will be done to your highest honor and glory in Jesus' name. At this time, Reverend Anderson Jemmett is going to bring brief greetings to you from the studios in Panama.
Good morning, church. The privilege is mine as a say thanks to all of you, especially the Reverend Dr. Schofield and Margaret Eversley. I am truly wonderful, wonderfully glad to be where I am this morning, and I'm very, very sure that the Eversley had a great part to do with it. My blessings go to all of you, to this foundation. And while we are not necessarily highlighting these two, we want to thank God for the service that they have rendered and are rendering, continue to render to the Barbados district and even further afield. So again, my blessings go to all of you, and I'm praying that as we go through this month, you know, the fellowship that we share as we reflect on this foundation, that you would do your part in helping to build it up so that some person else can be blessed. Amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend Jemmett. I'm going to ask Reverend Dr. John Yar to just bring greetings.
Blessed Sunday morning to all of you. As Dr. Elko said, from the studios of our city. And gentlemen, I just want to share some brief with you. A couple Saturdays ago, Sister Earl, a star of our church, died, and Dr. Eversley was in the congregation. And I invited him to come and say, Dr. Eversley, I want you to do the opening sentences because you cannot be in the same service as I. And I walk behind you, and I walk in front of you. You do the sentences. And it was serious. There's enormous respect for Dr. Eversley. You know, he saw in me what I didn't see in myself. So, Doc, God bless you from Panama City.
Thank you very much, Dr. Yard, but the Reverend David Holder as well.
It's my privilege to give greetings from the students of Panama to all Barbados, and especially to my dear father in the faith, and big brother, Dr. Eversley, and of course, Margaret as well. I am what I am today as a pastor at the Commonwealth Church and as a pastor in the Nazarene Church because of Dr. Eversley's faith in me and belief in me and trust in me. And I want to thank you, sir, for being the father and the inspiration you have been to me. I remember Sister Margaret once said something that I heard very clearly, that we all stand on someone's shoulders, and I'm standing on your shoulders right now. And I thank God for you, and all Barbados, blessings be upon you as you come to the worship of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you very much, Reverend Holder. Reverend Anderson Kelman.
Well, a very blessed good day to all, and we want to give our thanks for the
Everseed Foundation, and of course for Brother and Sister Everseed, who have given of such great service to the Church of the Nazarene, not just here in Barbados, but across the entire region and the world by extension. And I want to wish them all the best, and may God's grace and goodness continue to attend unto them.
Thank you very much, Brother Cameron. We brought Brother Kenneth Brathley.
Blessed good day to one and all. I want to bring greetings from the studios of Panama City to the Everseed Foundation. I met the Doc some years ago, and while talking with him and his company, I felt like if I had known this man for years and I've just met him only in minutes. And I just want to say thank you for the love and the fellowship that you have shown onto me, even in Trinidad while I was there. So I want to say thank you, Doc, and may God continue to bless you and Sister Everseed. Have a good day.
Thank you very much, Brother Kenneth Brathwaite. Brother Anderson Smith, we have also got in the studio.
Blessings to you from Panama. I want to say blessings to all, and blessings to Reverend Everseed and Margaret Everseed. I met you years ago at the Tabernacle. You were the district superintendent at the time, and the words you spoken to me was very encouraging, both you and Margaret. And I want to say, you know, I pray God's blessings on you and the foundation. I know that the work that you did here in Barbados and even in Trinidad at college, it will continue. Your work has borne a lot of fruition. It would continue to. It would continue in the life of others. And I want to continue to pray God's blessing on you and the foundation. So greetings once again and blessings to you.
Thank you so very much, Brother Smith. And we've got Brother Algernon Adderley.
Special greetings to you, Reverend Schofield Eversley and Reverend Margaret Eversley. Thank you very much. You were my pastor. Then you became my district superintendent before you move on to higher office. And because of the work that you have done in me, Reverend, I want you to know it's trickled down through my family and right down to my granddaughter now is in the faith of Jesus Christ. We have heard of trickle-down economics, but this is trickle-down righteousness, and it's because of you and your wife and the foundation that you laid for all of us. Thank you so very much, and may God continue to bless you and bless this foundation, and may the seeds of righteousness continue to prosper abundantly because of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much, Brother Adderley. Let me just pause to remind you that this Because He Lived program has been coming through for a number of years, and we want to thank the management of Federal Motor Spirits. Over the years, they have really been gracious towards the Nazarenes, and this Because He Lived program is the result of the real generosity of the Federal Motor Spirits, and we want to thank Brother Allen and the members of his family so very much for being so very kind to us. I sincerely hope that the business would go from strength to strength and that they would experience the goodness of God. Right within the studio, we've got a very special number in song. I'm sure that you are going to be richly blessed, and if you need to have a recording of this, we will be more than happy. The cost will not be too much. I'm sure it will be worth you paying for.
Yes,
so just stay tuned and listen to the beautiful voices this morning of these special men of God as they sing a song that is so very meaningful to us, Springs of Living Water. So listen attentively. I sincerely hope that you are blessed by this ministry.
I first stayed in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Drinking of the springs faithful supply.
How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day.
Drinking out the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking out the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Sinner, would you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is low and deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsting spirits can be satisfied. Drinking out the springs of living water. Happy now.
Thanks and praise for the fact that we can drink from the spring of living water. Amen. Such a wonderful privilege to be able to testify of the goodness of God. And as we would have just sung this song, and we think of the Eversley and all that they would have done to impact our life, we want to thank God that the water is still flowing today.
Amen.
I'm very happy to have the Reverend Anderson Kelman in the studios tonight, this morning, and he's going to be sharing with us from the Word of God. I'm sure that God is going to bless him as he ministers to us.
Thank you very much, Reverend Alcock, and thanks for the opportunity to share this very brief devotional. I believe that if there's one account in Scripture that epitomizes drinking from the spring of living water is in John 4, the woman that Christ would have met in Samaria. And the Word of God tells us that Christ needed to go to Samaria. And it sounds to me as though there was a divine appointment. And Christ felt impressed to pass by that well to encounter this woman. Of course, she's a woman who has several different needs. And I want to submit to you today that if you have a need, whatever the need is, Christ is more than able to meet you at the point of that need. And so he passed by the well, and through the form, the woman came to draw water, and there was an engagement, there was an interchange.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to observe something here, though, because culturally speaking, it should never have happened, because he was a Jew and she was a Samaritan.
That's right.
And I want to declare this morning that nothing stops Christ from being our need.
Amen.
Culture, religion, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Once we possess a need, Jesus Christ is not just able, but willing. That need. And so he came by, and they had a conversation. And Christ said to her, listen, the water you're drinking here, you'll thirst again. But I have something to give to you that you'll never thirst again. Of course, she began to think very physical, but Christ was thinking in the spiritual realm.
That's right.
He was thinking something that was deep and abiding. So which will give her a new sense of joy. I was also here as well to that. That Christ said to her, go call your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was making a point. He was trying to say, listen, you tried all kinds of things
That's right.
to fill that void, but nothing has worked. And I kind of wonder, you know, about the five husbands. Maybe she had, you know, married the first one for love, and maybe the second one she had married because she had a need for money. Maybe the third one had some level of status that he would have ascribed to her. Maybe the fourth one was someone she just met from childhood sweetheart. And the fifth one perhaps was someone she said, you know what, hey, let's get married again. You know, because she had something that she wanted and needed. But these five husbands were inadequate.
That's right.
And meeting that need. And Christ said to her, listen, there's something I'm going to give to you that you'll never
thirst again.
And I don't know what need you have out there in Radio Land. Maybe you have a need for comfort. Perhaps you are alone. You want someone to be with you, to stand with you, to be with you in a very special way. Perhaps you need this financial. You know, COVID has been very, very hard on you. You lost your job, maybe, and you're struggling financially. Perhaps your need maybe for a sense of healing. You're struggling with depression or anxiety or some other kind of emotional issue. But whatever that need is, Jesus Christ can meet.
Amen.
I wish you to watch something here, because the word tells us that she left her water pot. I mean, she came to draw water.
That's right.
But what Christ said to her, what he did to her, became so impactful that what she came to do was no longer of any significance.
That's right.
And water is a very important commodity, I'm sure we all would agree. But what he gave to her was far more precious than physical water. She left her water pot and she went and called others in the city. Come,
see,
see when Christ meets our need,
yes,
we can't be silent.
That's
we can't be quiet. When we have an authentic experience of Jesus Christ,
that's right,
we've got to tell someone.
Amen.
Someone say amen.
Amen.
When God has met us at the point of our need,
yes,
there is an enthusiasm, a joy, an excitement.
Yes.
And we want to share it with others. She went and shared what Christ had done. In her life. And so this morning, as we reflect on this account, I want to challenge all of us. If there's a need in your life, doesn't matter what it is, Jesus Christ is able to meet that need.
Amen.
As long as you're willing to reach out by faith and you're willing to ask him to be your Lord and Savior, to be the one that will that can give you the strength that you need. Once you really submit yourself to him, then Jesus Christ can do the work in your life as well. And when he's done the work, you have a joy and an excitement you've never, ever experienced before. And I want to challenge you today, you know, don't take my word for it. Why not commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, allow him to meet your needs. Shall we pray? Father, we give you thanks today for your goodness and for your graciousness. Lord, for your love toward us. And gracious God, you are the omnipotent God. You're the one, Father, to whom all power is ascribed, O Father. You can do, Lord, you can go even beyond our imagination. And so, Father, today we want to just entrust ourselves into your care. And gracious God, we pray for every individual there who has some need, Lord. Whatever that need is, this morning, we pray, God, that they would reach out, Lord, and that, Father, that they would give their lives and their hearts over to you, Lord, and allow you to meet and to change and to transform them so that they can experience the joy that this woman of Samaria experienced. May your holy presence even now surround us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend Kelman. That portion of scripture is one that we are all familiar with, and as you rightfully said, having come into contact with the Lord Jesus Christ, her life was immediately transformed. And like you also said, she could not have kept it quiet. All the other men that she would have dealt with, they were not able to do for them what Jesus was able to do. That's why she said, come and see a man. And I believe that the church has still got a responsibility to reach out towards those persons, because there are persons who are still in need of this man called Jesus Christ. I am sure that every one of us in the studio can share experiences we would have had with Dr. Margaret and Schofield Eversley. They would have touched our lives in some way or the other. I remember distinctly seeing him at the tabernacle in his younger days with that part in the center of his head. And it is no longer visible.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, it is totally impossible
to
have that part. Dr. Eversley, know that you may not like the fact that he said that, but I'm coming through live and direct from the studio in Panama, and I've got the authority to say that I'm in charge. But it's such a wonderful privilege to know both Dr. Margaret and the Schofield Eversley. Now, just let me remind you that on the last Sunday evening in this month, October, we are going to be having the band of the police service at a special concert at the Western Lake Church of the Nazarene, commencing from 5 through to 7. The management of the foundation, we are really asking you Nazarenes to come out in your numbers and really make this concert a success. So much has been said about the Eversley, and as the chairman of the foundation, I'm sure the other management team would be more than glad to see you on the last Sunday evening of this month to celebrate with the Eversley. As I think of them, so very often persons who have really served God faithfully after they have grown old, sometimes it appears to me that they are just thrown aside and seemingly nobody cares about them. And I think the church has a responsibility to demonstrate love to our men and women and never allow them to feel as though they have just been thrown aside. I'm sure that the Eversley, they are still in love with God. Dr. Margaret is still ministering at Scottish Church of the Nazarene, and Dr. Schofield is still in ministry. And both of them are a good example of staying with God, even though they could easily have thrown in the belt and say, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. But they are so much in love with God that they want to continue. And I want for you to show your love and appreciation for them by attending the concert. The cost of the tickets for the concert is 25 Barbados dollars for adults and children, $15. I'm sure that it's really not so much the money and the ticket, but it is to show your love and your dedication to these two outstanding people of God. I also want to take this opportunity on behalf of the Board of Management of the Foundation to express sympathy to the relatives of Reverend Cameron Bentham, who has passed away last Friday. Reverend Bentham would have been a mentor to me when he was a member of the Newbury Church of the Nazarene, another faithful child of God. One of the most humble men that I've really ever come across. But again, he has done all that he possibly could have done, both himself and Sister Bentham. And I, on behalf of the foundation, my own family, and all my ministerial colleagues, I'm sure that they would want to express sympathy at the loss of one of our colleagues. We are hoping and praying that he will rest in peace. I sincerely also hope that you enjoy quarterly. I know that God is going to be with you. I know that you are going to be blessed and that you are going to be encouraged. So I want to also encourage you to attend that service in your numbers, because there are times when, as Nazarenes, we need to come together. It has not happened for the last 2 years, and we've been given the opportunity. So please make sure that you put that as a part of your calendar, and I'm sure that you are going to be blessed for it. We've just got a few minutes left, and I am going to allow Reverend Holder to just, I know he would have made brief mention of Dr. Eversley, but I'm going to give him 2 minutes to say what he would know, have known personally about them.
Well, as I said in my remarks, Dr. Eversley is as a father figure to me. He believed in me to the point where he would have submitted my name to the Conrad Church. And I realized when I got there sometime after, I wasn't the first choice of the church. But he had his faith in me. And I'm glad I can say that he was able to come back and say to me and to them, you know, my faith has been, so to speak, justified. And, you know, because of the example he set, I've watched how he's managed, how his sense of relevance, you know, and his vision. And those sort of things have touched me and inspired me. And of all the pastors in the district, of course, coming from that generation, he's the one that's really been the inspiration to me and the mentor to me. And so I feel very good to be associated with such a man. I remember one year I asked my church to let's take my love offering, give it towards the college, my college, as I would call it then and now. And the church did give, I must admit, they gave all they normally would have given if it was only me, but they gave. And I was glad I could carry that offering in our general gathering and give it to Dr. Eversley. And when we sat down in that office, I handed it to him. We cried together. Well, I've always loved my college. It did much for me. And I thank God again, Dr. Eversley. So, Dr. Eversley, again, I ask God's blessings on you. Thank you for being a blessing to me.
Amen. I also want to allow Reverend Gemma 1 minute to share what he would have personally experienced with the Eversley.
Thank you again, Doc. I remember in 1988, after having a crusade in Emerton Lane, that Reverend Eversley would have called me and asked me to start a work in Emerton Lane, which I did, and it was from there he called me again and said, "Well, Andy, I want to take a way to go to Blaise Hill." Mm-hmm. So my call into the ministry, apart from God, was Dr. Eversley. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you, sir, for seeing something in me that you believe that could have been useful for the honor and glory of Almighty God. Yes. And here I am today, about 30 plus years, as I continue in this ministry. Again, may God continue to bless you and Sister Margaret, yes, as you continue to labor for him. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Gemmott and Holder. I recall over 30 years ago, at the time it was at Cliff Cottage, and I remember coming home one evening, and my wife told me Reverend Eversley had called for me, and when I did speak with him, he wanted me to go to Black Rock. He saw something in me as well. I know I am at Ruby, so Doc, I want to thank you so very much for the confidence you have placed in me, and I hope that God continues to bless both you and your wife. Thank you so very much, men of God. Thank you so very much, listeners. Yes. And we want to ask God's continued blessing on the foundation and all of our ministries. Father, we want to thank you for your goodness, your mercy, yes, all that you are to us and all that you have promised to be to us. Yes. We bring the foundation before you and ask you, divine God, that you will continue to bless the foundation, bless the directors, empower us that we, even though this is and everything, it will more be about you. So we give your name honor, we give your name glory, and we give your name praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful Sunday, and God bless you.
Amen.